federal regulators are not the only ones cracking down on abuses in the mortgage industry. Some state officials are also imposing new rules. And in one state, Indiana, as many as two-thirds of mortgage brokers may not meet the new requirements. They could be forced to close within a month. If you need a home loan, a mortgage broker is the person who promises to hook you up with a lender. And authorities in Indiana decided mortgage brokers should know what they're doing. A broker is now supposed to have some experience and pass a test. Stan Jastrzebski of member station WFIU reports that, in a way, a whole industry is facing a test.
Bloomington, Indiana mortgage broker Marcus Reed used to run his own firm, but when it became clear he couldn't meet an August deadline requiring 3 years' experience, he shuttered his operation and went to work for a bank. The bank gave Reed an office, but it's almost 60 miles away, so Marcus Reed now works largely out of his car. On this day, Reed drives his brown 1978 Mercedes, which is missing its hood ornament, to the community of Sanders on Bloomington's southern outskirts. He says he likes to visit clients, even if he now represents a big bank.
I do feel that the big banks want the business back. The boom is over. The number of transactions that are happening in the United States is not enough for them to be willing to share anymore.
Still, Reed says he's okay with the law putting him out of business because he thinks the industry has taken a self-inflicted beating.
The overall result from this, in terms of protecting consumers, may turn out to have been good. There have been a lot of mortgage brokers who popped up in the past few years who don't see it as a calling, who didn't get good at it, or perhaps got good at it and then abused their knowledge.
The changes force brokerages to employ a principal manager to oversee all transactions and require that person to pass a test as well as have 3 years lending experience. Indiana Secretary of State Todd Rokita says he expects some brokerages will try to skirt the law. Currently, more than 600 of nearly 1,000 brokerages in the state are not in compliance, and Rokita has begun hiring investigators to track them down after the August 5th deadline.
When we investigate it, I promise you I will take each one of those cases to a county prosecutor and have them and ask that they be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Rokita says he knows many independent brokers may be unhappy with the new restrictions, but says they're badly needed.
Some of that is due to a natural contraction of the industry. I do believe that there were many in the industry who decided, you know, I'm not going to be in this industry as of July 1st anyway.
Marcus Reed passed the test, but says the state failed to prepare either classes or a proper study guide to help brokers. Driving south of Bloomington, Reed eventually finds Christy Ryan's white, wood-paneled, raised ranch home on a one-lane street.
Hi. Hey, Christy. How you doing?
Good. While filling out forms, Ryan says the subprime mortgage crisis did scare her, but she feels safe doing business with Reed.
Who's this?
I would have been, you know, throw me to the wolves with any other mortgage company, so I think I'm just lucky and fortunate that I got to the right people.
Client and broker embrace after the paperwork is signed, and Marcus Reed heads home, happy to have closed the deal, even if helping his client now means helping a bank. For NPR News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in Bloomington.